Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on fasting, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah now brought the different types of fast and the different virtues for the different specified fast during the year. We find the different occasions we keep fast, and often when those occasions come, then we sometimes hear the reward. Sometimes we don't know the reward, but we know that it is a preferred day, it is mustahab to fast on these days. So he has brought a chapter showing us that in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different occasions of fasting, and not only the different occasions of fasting, but the virtues also for fasting on these occasions. We start the chapter today, Babu Fadli Sumi wa Ghairihi fil Ashri al Awwali min Dhil Hijjah. The chapter on the virtues of fasting and doing other actions in the first 10 days of Dhil Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhil Hijjah, we know, are very special days, very Mubarak days, very important days, as we understand from the hadith. And the best thing that a person can do in the first 10 days of Zilhijjah is a person can perform Hajj. That is the best amal he can do in these first 10 days. But only a certain amount of people can do this. Not everyone can do this. So our deen is such, is so beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that amal we can do in these 10 days, how beloved it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even that person that can't make it for Hajj, can't afford to go for that journey for whatever reason, whether it's health reasons, whether it's personal reasons, whether it's because of wealth or whatever it may be, but he can't go. At least this person also doesn't feel left out that on these Mubarak days, I can't do that action, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me an option to do something else. So I can also gain, like how that Hajj is able to gain on the plains of Arafat. So yeah, I'm also able to gain by performing these actions. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu called, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. The beautiful hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are no days in which good actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than during these days. There is no days in which good actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than doing it in these days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't confine it only to Hajj. He said there are no days in which good action, any good action in these days, because of the blessedness of these days, are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba naturally, they were a little bit surprised. يعني أيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. He said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, not even jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, jihad that is done in another time out of these 10 days, not even that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good actions done in this month. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with one exception, except that person that came out, that person came out with his life and his wealth, he didn't return with anything of this world. In other words, this person didn't return with any wealth. He went out and he fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't come back with anything, absolutely nothing he came back with. This type of person, his action is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even than an action done in these first 10 days. It just shows how Mubarak these days are, these first 10 days of Zilhijjah, how unfortunate it is, yet many people in these 10 days are negligent of the blessedness of these days, engage in so many different type of sin, so many different type of vice. We should always look at our condition and see what is our condition, how do we spend these first 10 days of Zilhijjah. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by dawn, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the 10 nights, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Layal is a plural of layl, which means nights, عَشْر means tens, 10, and Allah Pak says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah Pak takes an oath by dawn, then the 10 nights. Most ulama of the opinion that this is referring to the first 10 nights of Zilhijjah. How Mubarak these nights are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by the first 10 nights of Zilhijjah. Two hadiths we'll just do, and then we'll go to the next chapter. Here, there are no days more, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned this in the hadith, that there are no days more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his worship than the 10 days of Zilhijjah. The fast of every day equals 1 year, and the worship of every night equals Laylatul Qadr. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there are no days more beloved to Allah Pak for his worship than 10 days of Zulhijjah. The fast of every day equals 1 year, and the worship of every night equals Laylatul Qadr. In the beginning 10 days of Zulhijjah, the greatest act of worship, as we mentioned, is the act of Hajj. But here only few people can do it. Everyone can wake up at night, everyone can get the swab of Laylatul Qadr, everyone can do good actions in this day and read, everyone can fast in this day, and everyone can get the reward of fasting for 1 year. A short hadith, and then we'll complete. This hadith comes under the chapter of fasting on the day of Arafah. Now moving within the day of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, one day, one special day is the 9th of Zulhijjah. So within the first 10 days is one special day called 9th of Zulhijjah, which is known as the day of Arafah. In fact, our ulama explained, there is a discussion that takes place amongst ulama, that which is a greater day, is the day of Jummah greater or the day of Arafah greater? Because we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it is mentioned that this day, the most virtuous of days, is the day of Arafah. This hadith is mentioned in Ibn Hibban. The most virtuous of days is the day of Arafah. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that Jumu'ah is the Sayyidul Ayyam, that the leader of all the days is Jumu'ah. So which day is greater? Is it the day of Jumu'ah or is it the day of Arafah? What am I explaining? In the whole year, the greatest day is the day of Arafah. In the whole week, the greatest day is the day of Jumu'ah. How beautifully they make a reconciliation between the two hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we know one hadith of Abi Qatada radiyallahu anhu qal, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sumi yawmi Arafah. Talking about a person who is not performing the Hajj. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah. Qala, yukaffiru sanat al-madiyah wal-baqiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this fasting on the day of Arafah, it expiates, it wipes out the sins of the past year and of the coming year. So Mubarak, we did that other hadith, that 1 year's sins are forgiven. In this hadith, the fasting specifically on the day of Arafah, that the past year's sins are forgiven and the future year's sins are forgiven. What is meant by this is not that the person must deliberately commit sin now because he got a license and the future year's sins are forgiven. It doesn't mean that. What it means, that slip up, that error that a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values that fasting of this person on the day of Arafah so much that even that slip up that he makes for the coming year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even forgives that also. It doesn't mean that person deliberately goes into sin, but the mistakes he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values that fast of Arafah so much that he forgives this person. From here we learn that Allah Pak wants to forgive all the time. We should see how much we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Sahaba would make very little guna. Very little. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was free of sin, but yet he says that 100 times every day I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Sahaba were made very little sin, but yet they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so much forgiveness. We should see in our life how much of sin we've got, but how much time do we take out in making istighfar. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.